Today, the Attorney General said his department is considering charges against WikiLeaks, which has repeatedly posted classified government documents as well as campaign emails. More leaked documents from the CIA appeared online today. Justice correspondent Jeff Pagase is following this.
According to WikiLeaks, this is the 31-page user guide for a CIA device codenamed Weeping Angel. It can turn some Samsung TVs into surveillance tools with an implant designed to record audio from the built-in microphone. Posted online today, it is the latest release of classified documents stolen from U.S. government agencies. Those thefts include thousands of pages taken by Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, currently living at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, has all but dared U.S. officials to come after him. The Obama Justice Department decided not to, but new Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he has reopened the case.
We've seen too many breaches, and hopefully we'll be able to strike back against those who violate our systems.
CBS News has learned the CIA and the FBI believe the recent theft at the CIA was an inside job. Investigators say the materials were stolen from a highly secure section of the intelligence agency where it takes two people to access information. But even that security measure was apparently not enough. Michael Morell is a former acting director of the CIA.
So many of these leaks in the last several years, how do you stop it from happening?
We can't keep all of the information in one place. We need to spread it out. We have to have better rules about need to know. And if you don't have a need to know, you don't get access to the information.
A former top Justice Department official says Assange could be prosecuted under a number of statutes, but any case will be, quote, messy. Anthony WikiLeaks argues that it is like a media organization and its activities are protected by the First Amendment.
Justice correspondent Jeff Pagase. Thanks, Jeff.